B1049, it is a Friday morning time for our Pet of the Week, and Dolores from the Humane Society of Portage County is on the phone line. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you today?
Doing good. We made it to a weekend, so we did it again. And
yay!
And you've got another bonded pair you want to talk about, bonded pair of cats or kittens.
These are kittens. Last week they were adult cats. This week we have kittens, two of the sweetest things ever. Honest to goodness, very playful, very, very sweet. Skunk and Weasel are their names.
You know, you're going to have to work on your marketing.
tell me about it. I don't do the names.
Oh,
trust
funny.
Me. I wish I did. I don't do the names, but don't know where to get them.
They're young enough, though. You can change them, though.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Everybody, in fact, I'll tell you a little piece of advice for everybody who is adopting. If you are adopting even an adult, mm-hmm. We give them names because it's easier to go by a name than a five-digit number.
Okay.
They all have a five-digit number, but they also have a name because sometimes one digit off, if you're not sure that one digit, somebody might be getting the wrong meds.
Mm.
Or, you know what I mean?
Sure.
So it's a lot easier for staff, volunteers to go by names. And also everybody that comes in gets a name. Unless a cat or a dog is surrendered and they have a name should be kept,
sure.
If you will.
Gotcha.
Okay, so you can name them whatever you want.
Neat. Good to know. But we've got Skunk and Weasel this time.
We have Skunk and Weasel. Skunk is black and white, darling, darling babies, and Weasel is black. Very, very playful, as you can imagine, with 3 months old. They love their toys. I'm always going in there, and I give them these toys and all, and they're all so happy because they need that, mm-hmm. for enrichment. So I would venture to say if you're in the market for a couple of little sweetie pies, we have them. They are both spayed and neutered. They're both up to date on all their vaccinations, and they have that microchip. So it's a great deal. The kittens are $85, but it's always 2-for-1 for the cats. So both of them would be only $85.
Oh, that's a great deal.
Oh, it's a huge, huge deal for anybody, seriously, because as anybody would know, if you take your cat to be spayed or neutered, that's hundreds of dollars.
Right, right.
So these babies are already done, ready to go home into your home and cuddle up and play with you and have a great time in your life.
All right, good deal. And you've got some important information that you're open a couple days a week now, right?
Yes, we are finally open 2 days a week. We are open Tuesdays and Thursdays from 12 o'clock until 6. So you can come on in through the front door and take a look at everybody. Would like to have you sign in, if you will, sign in to our guest book,
mm-hmm.
and take a look at the dogs and cats that are up for adoption. Sometimes a lot of people can't get online or don't want to or something, and they really want to come and see the cats and the dogs first.
Mm-hmm.
And that's understandable, for goodness sakes. So we are open to the public now. Yay!
Yeah, that's good news. That is good news. Well, hopefully people will take advantage of that. And you've got the website, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, before I let you go, one more time, our pets of the week are?
Skunk and Weasel, but they're kittens.
Right. There we go.
No skunks, no weasels at the shelter.
That's good to know. Well, we appreciate that, Dolores, and we'll talk to you on Tuesday for our pet tip.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, TK. And thank you, Muzzy Broadcasting.